Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klasam of Vav, and we learned some Beis. Chayyadim mentioned various different mitzvahs that the father has a key of chinuch, and I want to clarify some of them. So the Chayyadim mentioned the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Their father has a key of to teach his child Torah, and he said that the chinuch starts when the child is able to speak. He should teach him the psukim of Torah Tzivalonu and the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Now the just to clarify the point, what happened after that point? Okay, the Rama continues and says, "Malam de mat maat." He continues to eat him, add more and more. Now he hasn't learned how to read yet, so we're going to allow him to learn these psukim bal peh. Even though we know Torah b'ksav has to be done b'ksav, at the beginning the child is not able to read b'ksav, so the father is allowed to, and he has a mitzvah to teach the child bal peh. Once he starts learning the osius, so then we would prefer to move to the lima that should be from a teruch ksav, the way preferably teruch ksav should be learned. This chiyuv is on the father to teach himself, and he's not able to, whatever reason, he's not knowledgeable, he doesn't have the time. He has a chiyuv to hire somebody else to do that. If the person refuses to do that, Bezin would have had power, would actually have the power to take from the property of the father to use to pay for the Melamed. If the father is financially not able, then there's a chiyuv on the tzibur, on the Bezin, the tzibur, to pay for the teaching of the child. And that's a din Rabbanu Chazal Mir Mitzaken, that the chiyuv is on the whole tzibur, not just on the father, because the fathers were not able to, whatever reason, were not able, and were not doing that. How far does the father have to pay in order to teach the child? So that's clear in the Gemara that he has to teach him Torah Shebiksav Kula. He has to teach him all of Torah Shebiksav, which means all of Tanakh. Nowadays, we don't teach our children all of Tanakh, so the post suggests that, but the reason why that's so is because nowadays we have Svarim written with Nakudas. So the child, once he comes ruggle learning Chumash, he's familiar with ideas and the words, etc. So he can start learning Tanakh on his own because we have Tanakh available with Nakudas. Bizman Chazal, the Tanakh was in a klav without Nakudas. So the father would have a chiyuv to make sure to teach the child all of Tanakh, either himself or through a melamed, because the child cannot do it on his own. But nowadays it's possible we can reach it. The child can reach a stage of proficiency that the child will go on to complete the rest himself. That would be sufficient. What about teaching him Torah Shebal Peh? So there's a Gemara which is mashma, maybe that's a simple reading of Gemara is mashma, that maybe that's not a chiyuv on the father. But the poskim clarify that Bizman Azeh, that this is included in the chiyuv. That would be Mishnah Gemara, Halachas and Agadas. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, in his Sefer Hilchos Talmud Torah, says really the chiyuv would be to teach the child every single halacha that he needs to know. So why don't we do that? Why are the parents not doing that? It's all because the parents aren't proficient themselves, but they should have to hire somebody. He says nowadays where we teach the child how to learn, once your child has reached a level of proficiency that they're able to now go on their own and take what they've received and learn through the halachas and the pratim of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, the father has to fulfill his obligation. He's given the child the tools to get all of the knowledge he needs to do mitzvahs properly. So the father, by doing so, has fulfilled his mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So besides teaching Torah Shebiksav, and we're saying that once you teach him Chumash, he can figure out the rest of Navi himself. A similar idea applies to Torah Shebal Peh. The father has a chiyuv to pay for the training of the child until the child reaches the proficiency that he'll be able to be lomayd lahavin laharis. So that's not a young age. A person needs to reach a level of proficiency that he can learn through a sugya and come up with a halacha l'maisa. That can take quite some time. That's the chiyuv that the father has to be melamed the child. So this is unique, that this mitzvah does not is a mitzvah deraisa even before bar mitzvah. It's different than the rest of chinuch. And it will continue after bar mitzvah until the child at least reaches this level of proficiency. He says that the father's chiyuv would also to be to make sure that the child has everything he needs when he goes away to learn by the melamed, he needs clothing, he needs food, etc. This way he'll be able to focus on his learning and be able to learn. Can a person use Meiser money for the purposes of Talmud Torah? So I'd like to clarify that a little more. We'll talk about this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.